This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Released at 11 this morning was the March WASDE report. Overall, this month's 2019-2020 U.S. corn supply and use outlook is unchanged relative to February's report. The season average corn price received by producers has been lowered a nickel to $3.80 a bushel based on observed prices to date. Global corn production for 1920 is virtually unchanged from February at 1.4 million tons. This month's foreign coarse grain outlook is for slightly higher production, consumption, and stocks relative to last month. Global corn production raised 400,000 tons and is an increase for South Africa that's partially offset by reductions for India, Peru, and Russia. For South Africa, production is higher as continued favorable conditions during the month of February boost their yield prospects. On to soybeans. U.S. soybean supply and use projections for 1920 are mostly unchanged this month of March, with soybean crush at 2.1 billion bushels and exports projected at 1.8 billion. Ending stocks remain at 425 million bushels. That's down from 484 million from last year. Soybean and soybean oil prices are reduced this month. The U.S. season average soybean price is projected at $8.70 a bushel. That's also down a nickel. The soybean oil price is projected at 31.5 cents per pound. That's down 2 cents. Soybean meal prices are unchanged at $305 per ton. And finally, the 2019-2020 U.S. wheat supply and demand outlook is unchanged this month. The projected season average farm price is also unchanged at $4.55 a bushel. The 1920 global outlook this month for wheat is for higher production, increased consumption and export, and lower ending stock. Output is raised on higher production forecast for India and Argentina, more than offsetting reductions for Turkey and Australia. India's projection is raised 1.4 million tons to a record 103.6 million, mainly on an updated government production estimate. World exports are increased by 800,000 tons to 183.6 million as higher exports by Russia and Argentina more than offset reductions for Canada and Australia. In other commodity news here on your Tuesday, like most U.S. markets, commodity markets have been hit hard by news of the coronavirus. Arlen Suderman is the chief commodities analyst for Intel FC Stone, who says there are good reasons the commodity markets are being affected by the coronavirus outbreak. The biggest reason is the fear that's keeping people in their homes.
When they stay home and they don't go out, they tend to consume less food and they tend to consume less meat and more starches. But overall, it does change consumption patterns and certainly does reduce the amount of energy they consume, because if they're not driving, if airlines are canceling flights, that is energy that is no longer used. We know the connection between the energy and the biofuels markets as well.
Not only does fear play into less commodity consumption, the fact that people are staying home means shipping and logistical problems in moving commodities also get worse.
We definitely saw that in China, and we anticipate we'll see that elsewhere as well, where people did not show up to work because they were afraid of the virus. And so ports became congested, boats didn't get unloaded, and it just really slowed down the shipping. That was lost demand that you don't get back. Some of it you get back, but a lot of it you don't.
While the stock market and the commodities are typically two separate things, there's something on Wall Street called the VIX index that measures fear. Suderman says when that index goes higher than its typical 10 to 20 range, that spells trouble in the commodity markets.
It's based on put option premiums for S&P 500 futures. When I have found over the years that when it's above 30, it's difficult for any commodity to sustain a rally despite the 60. And we've been spending quite a bit of time on 30. When it gets that high, then fund managers just tend to move all their money to the sideline and to the safe haven, which means undoing positions in the commodities.
At that point, traders also bail out of the equity market and run to cash. Suderman says that's why we've seen an unusual correlation between the equity markets and commodities recently. He hasn't seen the markets this reactive to news headlines since the 2008-2009 financial crisis. And we'll continue with more ag news on a Tuesday following this.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects, while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with the seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today. Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And we're back here on a Tuesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. Other commodity futures that have followed suit with the stock market have also been energy futures. A barrel of crude oil has fallen to just under $35 a barrel, something that hasn't been seen in quite a while. In a recent conversation I had with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association, we talked about the short-term impacts that the lower crude oil prices will have on prices at the pump.
Every Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, U.S. Department of Energy issues our weekly diesel price survey. It gives you the average price of diesel fuel. And Monday's report really didn't reflect totally the impact of what's happening right now. But we have watched just a gradual decrease since the first of the year of diesel prices continue to go down. You know, after you pay for the truck driver, fuel's your second biggest cost in terms of operating a truck. And if those costs of operation are down, it's good for, you know, it's good for truck operators. Usually, you don't see a fuel surcharge if prices keep going down. Or it's minimal compared to what it could be. You know, it wasn't too long ago we were paying $4 for a gallon of diesel fuel. So the fact is that diesel is going for $2.52 a gallon, is great for a lot of people. But like you said, the concern is, as long as the Saudis and Russia are playing this cat and mouse game, you know, they could, their whole goal is to crush, you know, the American petroleum industry. America produces more oil than any other country in the world right now. It wasn't that way too many years ago. But the problem is that our fuel is more expensive to get out of the ground. So the production costs are higher. So that $2.52 gallon of diesel fuel, the cost to produce it, maybe $2.50. So they aren't making much money off it. And if they continue to push the price down, because, you know, fuel's based on the world market, the world marketplace. And if the Saudis keep bringing more and more oil and flooding the market, what they say they're going to do, it keeps driving the price down. Well, now all of a sudden you got the American oil companies that are big in exploration. They were on top of the world not too long ago, but now they're losing money. So it's, that could force them out of business long term. So this is really, a real strategic cat and mouse game that's going on. And I think it'll be interesting to watch it. Sure, we like cheap fuel. And the reason why we got cheap fuel is because, we have what we call energy security. The oil that we use is produced here in the United States. Unlike, 10 years ago, where we were at the beck and call to the Saudis. That's not the case anymore. And this is the Saudis and Russia trying to wrest back that control of the world oil market. And it's going to be a game played out. You know, if you don't read the stories about fuel, you should, because it's an amazing story right now about how the United States has really come about and developed its oil production. But a lot of other countries don't like it. So it'll be fun to watch.
Just yesterday, Monday, the price of a barrel of oil went down $10 a barrel. That's rare that ever goes down that much in a day.
You know, $34 a barrel oil is unthinkable right now at this day and age. You know, we've seen oil, not too many years ago, $75, $80, $90 a barrel. It wasn't too long ago we had oil $100 a barrel. And that's, we had $4 diesel, and we had $4 regular gasoline. So the volatility's there. Yeah, we're happy to buy cheap gasoline. But down the road, there may be a price to pay because of that. And, it's not going to last forever. It's just like the stock market, up and down, up and down. Right now, we're down real low, but, there have been wars fought over oil. So, we don't want that to happen again.
And again, that was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. And recently at this hour, crude oil is at about $2.70 a barrel higher today at $33.83 a barrel, but overall is still down over $8 a barrel this week. Moving on now to our Ag Community Bulletin Board here on a Tuesday. Coming up on Saturday, the Montgomery County Extension will be holding their All Gardeners Day at the Holy Family Catholic Church Parish Center in Litchfield. That again will be held on Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. And that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday edition of the Noon Farm Show. Reporting on this March 10th, this is Gabe Osborne, WSMI Ag News.